Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 29, Sunday, 2020, Day 89. Today's topic, God act, the storm subsides, all calm. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 45 verses 1 to 9, Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 1 to chapter 12 verse 32, Luke chapter 8 verses 22 to 39, Proverbs 12 verse 4. Today's main passage, Luke chapter 8 verses 22 to 25. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is God act. The storm subsides, all calm. Today's passage about how Jesus calmed the storm should be a very familiar story to all Christians. But the question is, are you so close to Jesus as that day when Jesus was in the same boat with his disciples? When time came and Jesus rebuked the wind and the raging waters, the storm subsided and all was calm. Are you on the same boat with Jesus each day? In fact, there are a lot of people on the same boat with the news. They have been spending hours and hours to watch and read those unending news and information. Some Christians shared with me these few days that they have been away with Jesus the past 2 weeks. No daily devotion, no connection, but to deep in the black hole of those news and information. No one knows when will God calm this COVID-19 big storm. Only God knows. But if you want Jesus to calm the storm in your soul being stirred up by COVID-19, if you are not in the same boat with Jesus, how can it happen? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to have that willingness to be in the same boat with you each day. So that you can calm the big storm in our soul caused by COVID-19. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what does it mean to you that you are on the same boat with Jesus each day? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.